Thanks for downloading this bonus episode of the IBNB podcast with the home opener coming up on Monday. I realize that I don't know a lot about what kind of shape Wrigley Field and the neighborhood are in. And I assume that many of you listening that don't live in Chicago are probably in the same situation. So I figured we should bring someone on the podcast that is right there in the neighborhood. And joining us on this episode is one of the hosts of the Wrigleyville Nation podcast, Pat Nagel. Pat, thanks for coming back on the podcast.
Thanks, Corey. I appreciate it.
So first off, everyone can breathe easy because the statues and the marquee are back, correct?
Yes, I drove by the ballpark maybe 40 minutes ago, and the marquee was in place. It has not fallen off with the snowstorm today.
Now, it hasn't like flipped around to the green side, right?
No.
Okay, because that'll surely ruffle some feathers. So for anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, I guess the statues and the marquee were brought back in this week, the face of Wrigley Field, the outside, has kind of been unveiled or whatever. So let's start with the ballpark itself and then move outward. Now, you haven't been inside the ballpark yet this spring. Is that right?
That's right. I've only peeked in through the side so far. I haven't walked around yet.
Okay. So based on what you've seen by being a peeping Tom and what you've heard, how will the Wrigley Field experience be different this year compared to last year?
Yeah, so I've, you know, between what I've read and I spoke to one of the Cubs PR people on Tuesday night and got a kind of a sense of what's going on. Some of it is just more visible, like you say, with the marquee. It really did feel naked, by the way, with the marquee gone for the whole winter out front. You forget how that kind of draws your eye to the to that corner. One thing I would say, you know, with regard to the marquee is they've done a little touch where they underneath the Welcome to Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, there was a little black strip that had, you know, they could post things like Cubs win or, you know, when Theo Epstein came, they welcomed him, things like that. Right. And they've taken that out and they've put in an LED screen. So it's more like a video screen. So they can actually show highlights and other things on the video screen, advertisements. So that's one little touch there. The other thing you notice when you start to look down the third base side of the field, and that's really where they've been focusing on the construction, at least on the outside, sort of the outside walls of the ballpark. They're going to handle the first base side, which is the Addison Street side, next year. But they've been working on the Clark Street side, and one of the projects that they had was to take out some of that beautiful 1970s concrete squares, ugly squares, and put up wrought iron, which more closely resembles the ballpark from, you know, 90 years ago. And you can kind of see that too. It looks more ornate and it just makes it look nicer, and it's a little bit more open. I think people are going to really like that sort of as a touch.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that's going to make a huge difference. I mean, I know that when we've had friends come into the area and we've gone to Chicago, and even if it's during the off season, we'll drive by Wrigley just so they can see it. And it's not very, you know, you don't realize it until you have an outsider with you that it's not very breathtaking of a building from the outside.
I mean, concrete is not impressive at all, you know, and it just, it kind of walls it off and it makes it feel sort of closed in. So I think it's going to look a lot sharper.
Right. Now. And it was just kind of like this white building, I guess, and it just and I think that from what I've seen of pictures, like, I think the wrought iron looks really nice, and I think that's going to be a really nice thing to kind of, I think it'll make Wrigley Field feel more like the historic ballpark that it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The concrete just didn't do justice to the inside of the ballpark, I felt, you know, compared to what it's going to look like now, where it's going to be more of a seamless kind of older look. But old in a good way, classical old, as opposed to just like, you know, rotting, rusting old.
Right.
and in the process of doing this, they're replacing all the steel too. That's another thing that probably should be said, you know, and that's as well as, you know, throughout the ballpark, like when they did the bleachers, they did the same thing. You're getting a lot more of that sort of replacements parts so that it's a little sturdier and, you know, a little nicer. But with regard to the ballpark, in the bleacher area, you've got a couple new things going on. One is there's an elevator. If you've been to the bleachers, you know, anytime over the last 100 years or so, you know, there are ramps that go up to the seats on both sides. But there is a ADA compliant elevator now, which is a lot easier for people with disabilities to get up and down. And they've also added a new bar right when you first walk in the ballpark. Remember, there used to be a stand there, and there's a woman who would sell beers, and then there'd be another like old style stand off to the side, and they put a bar in that area. So
okay.
When you first walk in, you'll be able to buy beverages, because in the bleachers, it's so hard to find a beer. They are going to have the hot dogs, sausages again this year in the bleachers, like they did last year, if you didn't get a chance to go there. And the rest of the bleachers are more or less going to be the same. The work that they've been doing this year is really on that third base side. So last year on opening day, when we went, we found out that there were, you know, about five urinals for that entire half of the ballpark. And that led to some really long lines. And then they hastily put in some porta potties. And then on top of that, they completed sort of a makeshift bathroom. Well, that stuff's all been sorted out. So the men's room lines should not be, you know, as much of a problem this year, because they've completed that part of the construction work. So there's a little bit of a relief. And they're also in the process of adding incrementally more food and beverage options. So this year they're going to add a sausage cart, not a hot dogs, but another sausage cart in the concourse area. And they're also going to add Vienna Beef is now a sponsor the Cubs. So they're going to have beef sandwiches and things like that. So they're adding those food options. Eventually, I hear Starbucks is going to come in and some other things. So, you know, they're trying to make things look a little bit better in terms of the food. One of the problems they've had for years, and this won't be corrected until next year, is that in the past, they could not cook food on premises because they didn't have enough space. So if they wanted to bring in food, what they had to do is they had to bring the food in pre-cooked, and they could keep it warm in the ballpark, but that was about it. And that really limited the options on what they could make, because as you know, it's hard when you have to make it 4 or 5 hours before the game starts. So they're actually going to build out sort of makeshift kitchens underneath the concourse area. And although it won't be completely ready for next year, that should be a huge improvement. So that's really the major thing. Things we can't see are obviously the clubhouse that's underneath that area, the huge clubhouse the Cubs are going to have.
Right.
And that's going to be, for the players anyway, a real nice advantage. There's still going to be a lot of construction. So when you're inside, you're going to notice, even on that third base side that they're in the process of finishing, they're eventually going to have a gate that goes out onto the triangle lot, which isn't finished yet. So there's a lot of, there's still gonna be some walls up there. So that's sort of from an interior part of the ballpark. I think the biggest jump you're going to see is the jump between opening day this year and opening day next year, when it comes to what it's going to feel like inside the park. This year, a lot of the work is going to be done, or in this last winter, a lot of the work has been done sort of on the outside, on the walls of the ballpark. And, you know, a lot of those things you're not going to really see as a huge benefit this season as a fan. What you are going to see, however, is you're going to see metal detectors.
Yeah.
They have been warning us to come early, because it's going to be brutal, especially at the beginning of the season.
Right, and I think that's something that Wrigley Field had an exemption for that last year. So if you went to any other ballparks, you experienced those long lines to get in to the ballparks, you know, going through security and everything. And I think the important thing is like, if you're going through those lines, just, I don't know, make sure you've got everything out of your pockets.
Yeah, I mean,
they have you lift your cell phone over your head. I mean, just kind of like get organized with your stuff before you get up there.
The good news is it's going to be more like a school metal detector than it's going to be an airport metal detector. So
right.
You get to leave your belt on. You're going to get to leave your shoes on, stuff like that.
Right, right.
But like you said, your keys, metal, any real metal you have, certainly your cell phone. those you're going to have to take out of your pockets, and that's going to be a little bit of a pain. They are going to have express lanes for people that don't have containers or packages, and you know, that should be a little bit faster. So if you can avoid bringing something, bringing, you know, a bag with you, that makes it a little bit faster. One thing that they used to do that some people probably didn't know about, but there used to be a policy that you could check your luggage at the ballpark. So if you're if you're coming from a flight or flying out after the game, you could bring your suitcases. But you can't do that anymore for security reasons and because they just don't have the space for it right now.
Sure.
In fact, they're sort of on the fence now as to what they're going to do with the other thing they used to have, which was great for us, was they'd stroller check. So you could check your stroller there, and they've said that they're not sure if they're going to be able to do it or how many they're going to be able to accommodate this year. So, you know, it's just, they're just tight on space because a lot of the space that they would have for these things, they've had to move things around in order to house things. So it's going to be a little bit difficult in that respect. But yeah, I would say definitely, like you said, come early because the metal detectors are going to be a pain. And also try to go to the gate for your ticket. In the past, they've been pretty free about letting people go in any gate other than the bleacher gate with their tickets. So for example, if you had seats on the right field side in section 234, they'd let you go in by the fire station, even though it's the opposite side of the ballpark. Now they're asking that, and I don't know how strictly they're going to enforce this, but they want you to go in the actual gate that's on your ticket. So look out for that too.
Yeah, I have to commend you. You did an amazing job there going through all that stuff during the Schwarber injury.
I'm
really impressed.
My eyes, and if I stumbled over something, if my concentration seemed to be a little bit off, I was, I just got 5 texts, and I was also watching on the television,
yeah,
and holding my breath at the thought of I'd go through the metal detector 10 times to make sure that Schwarber's knee's okay right now.
Yeah, it looked like it was maybe lower leg, ankle area. Hopefully, not hopefully, but.
When they went after that fly ball together, I was like, please don't run into each other, whatever you do. And sure enough, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
For an inside the park home run, no doubt, no less.
Right, right. Yeah, well, Schwarber's not going to, he's not going to pull up and avoid any contact or injury or anything. Yeah.
I wish he would.
Yeah. I wish he would have.
have, yeah.
But anyways, good job. That was very impressive. I was pretty impressed that whole time that you were talking. And
I was in pain the entire time. What's going to be painful for Cubs fans this year is not so much your infield your experience in the ballpark. What's going to be really painful is that Wrigley Field, the neighborhood of Wrigleyville, is under the only thing I could compare it to at this point would be the Big Dig in Boston. It's going to be nuts for the next 2 years.
Right.
Absolutely nuts. So just to recap, on the triangle lot right next to the third base side on the Clark Street side.
I just want to finish up. I have one more question about the inside of the ballpark, and then we can move out. Last year, you know, I think there were some inconveniences in the ballpark as construction continued throughout the season. You mentioned, obviously, the bathroom situation. Opening night.
Bleachers were closed for a month. Yeah.
Right. So as someone that goes to Wrigley 4 or 5 times a season, like myself, you know, I think the whole process of going to a Cubs game is fairly inconvenient. And the inconveniences that probably stood out to you went unnoticed by me or fans that aren't at Wrigley on a regular basis. So what kind of inconveniences inside the ballpark might fans experience this season once they get through the metal detectors?
That'll be the biggest problem, right? So you will have bleachers and you will have bathrooms. What you'll also have are the metal detectors. And really, the way the construction is working right now, most of the interior, like, for example, the seating is going to be the same. No problems there. The concourse level should be slightly better than it was last year. Couple more food options, not really a whole lot. It won't be any worse than last year in terms of the construction. If anything, it's going to be better because some of the stuff is finished. They've got some of the permanent bathroom. The bathrooms are now permanent, for example, for the men's rooms, things like that. So as a fan, you're not going to have as much of a problem in the ballpark. Once you can finally get through the doors, things will be sort of status quo as a Cubs fan. The problem is getting to the doors through what's going to be just unseemly construction everywhere. When it comes to things like using sidewalks and, you know, if you're traveling with children or your parents or your grandparents, it's going to be a challenge because the triangle lot is going to be, I mean, even right now, for example, in today's, what, the 4 days before opening day, they still haven't opened up the sidewalks to get into the ballpark. They still have fences around and there are still bricks stacked up because they're not done repaving the sidewalk in front of the ballpark to get in. But the triangle lot is going to be under construction. Hopefully that'll be done by the end of this season. So at least that'll provide more space, because with the McDonald's being torn down on the Clark Street side, that entire side is going to be a big hole in the ground construction site. The office building is framed out, but that's still under construction. So that's a walled off construction site. And adding insult to injury, the south side of Addison Street, there's a project not affiliated with the Cubs, but a private project called the Addison and Clark Project. And the entire south block is being torn down, and a big big hole in the ground will be there probably by May. So if you ever went to the 7-Eleven at the corner of Sheffield and Addison, from there all the way down to the auto body shop is going to be torn down. And then on the Clark Street side, sort of the Goose Island, Red Ivy,
right,
Salt and Pepper, all those businesses are going to be torn down. So you're just going to have there's just going to be a lack of sidewalk to walk on, because you're in construction on the north side and the south side of Addison, as well as the east and west side of Clark Street. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of sort of makeshift, walkways they come up with, or sort of pedestrian passages they come up with for those areas. Right now, Addison Street is under construction too. They're redoing the pipes underneath it. So in fact, tonight at about 8 o'clock, when I went past, the city was furiously working overtime to fill up, to put the pipes in and fill up the street so they can repave it in time for Monday. So they're on a tight time frame, and the weather has not been particularly helpful the last few days either, with all the snow and cold we've had. So it's, everything is going to seem different. You know, the businesses being closed down just sort of compounds things. I'm sure that project on the south side of Addison was supposed to be constructed about 5 years ago, and it just got delayed and delayed. And it just so happens that they green lighted that project at the same time that the Cubs had, you know, started on the construction of the hotel lot. So the timing is kind of inconvenient.
Yeah.
But when it's all done, it's going to be great. So, you know, it's just going to take, this year's going to be the worst. Next year will be bad, but not as bad as this year. And then after that, it'll really be good.
Yeah, I mean, last year, I heard the area around Wrigley described as a war zone in the last offseason. And if that was a war zone, I don't really know what this is called, but it's got to be ugly and it's got to be a mess. And I mean, that's just I mean that's just what you have to do to improve things.
Last year they were closing off like Sheffield and Waveland, which are less traffic streets. The interesting part is now that the majority of the construction is going to be on Clark and Addison streets, which are, you know, those are thoroughfares too. Sure, and buses go up and down those, and a lot more cars and a lot more people. So that's what kind of has people a little bit pensive right now, I think.
So what, I guess I'm not clear on what the blocks around Wrigley are going to look like. I mean, obviously we know that the McDonald's is gone. The boutique hotel will be there. You mentioned that Addison project that's just south of Wrigley. What is that? What's going to be there?
350 apartments, luxury apartments that will sit on top of about 40,000 or 100,000 square foot of retail. I guess there's going to be there'll be two floors of restaurants, bars, pharmacy, 7-Elevens moving back in, movie theater, health club. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff there. Now that will be kind of nice for us to have a movie theater nearby that we can go to. And I suppose if you're not a baseball fan, but you're with baseball fans, you can go catch a movie while they go to the game. So there'll be that, but there'll be a lot more bars and restaurants right across the street from Wrigley. It'll just be, you know, all sort of compacted in. Right now you've got some empty parking lots there, and it's just the space is not well utilized. They've got that. They had the Starbucks, which is closed. Although Starbucks did reopen, this, it's the largest Starbucks I've ever seen. It's in the, it's Sheffield and Addison. Do you remember, it used to be High Tops, and then it was O'Malley's. It was Harry Carey's for a while, and sure, then it was O'Malley's.
Right.
Yeah, that's a Starbucks now.
Oh, wow.
It's a big one. So if you're cold early in the season or late in the year and you want to get some coffee or hot chocolate or just want to go someplace warm, there's tons of seating, and it's just the largest Starbucks here. It's because it, you know, it was a huge bar. Now right, it's a huge Starbucks.
Right.
Hmm. So that's just south of Addison on Sheffield. So yeah, it's the project on the south side of Addison. Probably, so I guess it's going to be like 7 or 8 stories total, but the apartment units are going to be set back from the street. But the main thing will be the retail. The most Cubs fans would probably appreciate will be the retail on the 2 floors, both facing Addison Street and also facing Clark Street on the side.
Right, and so those will be completed by next baseball season.
Probably not open by next baseball. It's probably 2 years before you start seeing things open there.
Okay. You briefly mentioned the Triangle Lot, and I think what things look like now and what the Cubs hope things will look like by October are quite a bit different. And so do you want to talk a little bit about what fans might see on opening day and then what hopefully it will look like if we're so lucky that the Cubs are in the playoffs?
Well, on opening day, you're going to see a fence that goes straight up Clark Street like you did last year. And you're going to see a lot of dirt. So probably seem much different. The big difference between this year and last year is everything under the ground has been completed. The 2 stories underneath the Triangle Lot. During the course of the season, what you're going to see is as the office building is kind of framed out or is filled in, the Cubs are also going to put grass and pillars and, you know, brick on the Triangle Lot to kind of make it a plaza that people can use, such that by, you know, August or September, hopefully September, you know, you'll actually be able to stand and walk on that. So that fencing will come down, and that'll open things up a little bit because the construction project at the hotel across the street is going to take up a lot of room. At least that'll be someplace that people can stand, if nothing else. And then the question becomes when the Cubs actually open it. There's going to be a restaurant there, and the Cubs are already talking about having some concerts and, you know, serving food and alcohol and things like that on the plaza. So while they haven't committed to starting that during this season, at the very latest, opening day of next year, that'll all be completed and done. The office building will be done, and you'll be able to, you know, eat and drink on the plaza and enjoy that. The question will become whether come September, October, you can do that as well. And I have a suspicion that if they can get it done and if everything goes according to their plan, they're going to be pushing hard to get that opened up, you know, for the playoffs, because that's a lot of extra space.
Sure. Yeah.
So while the plaza will be accessible from Clark Street, I think that the Cubs are going to have a mechanism in place such that they could block that off if they wanted to and have access to the plaza, to the ballpark. I think there's a desire on their part to have people who are at the game be able to go out onto the plaza, get some fresh air, let the kids run around, still have a beer, watch the game on a huge big screen TV, and then go back into the game. They have stuff like that at Comerica Park in Detroit and in a lot of other ballparks now, where they have sort of space outside of the actual ballpark itself, but still enclosed in a way that allows you to come back and forth. The frustrating part is the team has gotten better faster than anybody expected. All these renovations were supposed to occur when the Cubs were still kind of mediocre, and it wasn't supposed to matter as much. Right. The good news is it's gotten better, right? But now it's sort of made it more more noticeable that we're kind of farther behind on the construction. So it's just going to take another 2 years before it starts to shape up. And it's by then we might already have at least 1, if not 2 World Series championships, which will be kind of funny. But
I think that the Cubs will be okay with that. And I think Cubs fans will be okay with that.
Sure. Yeah. But it will get done in time, and the plans look good. I mean, if you look at the final drawings and things like that, it's going to be nice. So it's just patience, I guess, is the one thing. If you're coming to the ballpark area, come early. Don't expect to be able to move around the outside of the ballpark very easily, and certainly don't expect to get in the ballpark very easily, especially the first couple of months while they get a feel for the whole magnetometer metal detector situation.
Right. All right. Well, Pat, thanks for coming on. And why don't you let people know what you and Jeremy are doing over at Wrigleyville Nation and where they can find the podcast and your site and all your social accounts?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So we can be found at WrigleyvilleNation.com. On Twitter, we are at WrigleyvilleNat. Apparently, Twitter doesn't allow you too many characters, so we're stuck at WrigleyvilleNat. And then the podcast is on any podcatcher of choice, I believe. You can do it on iTunes or a number of other different things. And so, we have guests on throughout much of the year, people such as yourself, distinguished people like yourself. And, we during the season, we podcast weekly, and in the off season, we go every other week. And we're looking forward to having a fun season. I think this is, for somebody like you who's been doing this for as long as you have and who started sort of at the end of when the Cubs were good the last time.
Right.
I'm sure you, last year was a pleasant surprise, and this year we're entering a season where we have high expectations, whereas last year it kind of caught people by surprise, I think, in August and September. So I'm sure you appreciate having the added sort of excitement and energy in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Just as, and I think so many Cubs fans feel that same thing, and I think it's just something that it's been so long since we've felt that kind of anticipation. Typically when we feel that anticipation, it doesn't go well. But this is something different, like this. Yeah. I just have a really hard time comparing this team to any of the teams in the past that have kind of fallen on their faces. I just feel like we're in a different era. This is something different. And I'm not ready to say with absolute certainty that anything in particular is going to happen this season or in the postseason, but I sure like our chances, and I like our chances for the future because this lineup isn't changing anytime soon.
Yeah, and it feels like we've got a good young core. I was looking back at some stuff from the 2007-2008 seasons, and those were great seasons too. Back-to-back playoffs for the first time ever, or in our lifetimes, or our parents' lifetimes. But the players then were kind of veterans. They were not getting younger. They were sort of at their peak, if not on the wrong side of their peak. And to see all these young guys as your core right now is just really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I know, being a season ticket holder, I'm sure that you have to appreciate the team that's on the field compared to the team that was on the field maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm sure
it's harder to go to the concessions and go to the bathrooms, but I'll take that inconvenience right. To have an enjoyable product on the field now, because, there were some years there, these last few years, where it was pretty empty in the ballpark, especially in April. And I'm looking forward to Monday night. Hopefully it won't rain and it's going to be packed, and it'll be a very exciting opening night.
Yeah. How about a repeat of what we saw on the real opening night? That would be,
yeah, I'm all about boring 11-0 or 9-0 victories too.
Right. All right, Pat. Thanks again for coming on, and I definitely look forward to hanging out and having a beer at some point this season.
Absolutely.